Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Association for Conflict Resolution, ACR Conference 2015, Blog Radio. My name is Nancy Flatters, President of ACR. ACR Conference 2015 is from October 7th to 10th, 2015, at the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa in Reno, Nevada. Over ACR Blog Radio, you will hear from many of our conference presenters and about special conference events, including our special two-day training starting October the 6th, continuing on the 7th for the full day, and in relation to hearing the voice for children. Today, my guest is Katrina Nobles. Welcome, Katrina.
Thank you, Nancy.
Katrina, you have two sessions at the conference. The first is on Thursday, October the 8th, from 1:30 to 3 p.m., and is entitled Strategies for Facilitating Difficult Individual Conflicts. And you're co-presenting with Susan Brecker. What's the context or setting for the difficult individual conflicts as the focus for the session?
So the setting for the disputes we will discuss is the workplace. In the workplace setting, the need for good working relationships is a necessity in terms of getting work and projects done well and in a timely fashion. When deadlines come up into contact with emotional reactions to conflict, it can easily derail an entire work group. So these types of conflicts can stem from individuals having different communication styles. For instance, the person that writes extremely long emails trying to communicate with the person that writes one-word emails and who doesn't think they have time to read past the first two lines of an email. Both may feel disrespected for different reasons, one for not being heard and the other for feeling like the other person's wasting their time. So in that case, the task or communication skill that could be changed or learned turns emotional.
So it sounds like when you have workplace conflict and emotion, that can be a potentially potent mix. So give me an overview of what you'll be covering in this session.
Susan and I are taking a developmental approach to individual or interpersonal conflicts in the workplace in this session. So this, of course, is only one approach among the many you can take, but the idea is that in working with each person individually, using a form of shuttle diplomacy, bringing them back together to agree on a plan, and finally meeting separately again to review and build communication skills, you build capacity within each individual to use these skills on their own moving forward. If these skills can be used going forward, the communication process has been streamlined by the mere fact that a third party would no longer be needed. So this is a front-end approach, approaching an interpersonal conflict before it becomes a more severe conflict or even a large group conflict.
And so that also must build capacity then in the workplace to identify and address those conflicts really before they become even more potent in that workplace conflict and emotion.
Right, right.
So against that backdrop then, what will be the focus of the approach you and Susan will be taking?
That's a great question. So we've inserted a case study throughout the presentation to interact with the participants at every step of this approach. We found that it's much easier to explain each concept when there's a concrete example to relate it to. So throughout the case study, the major tools that we'll be sharpening are things like reflective listening, problem solving, and developing communication skills in others.
So when I come then to your session with Susan, what will I learn and take away so that if I have a workplace conflict to manage and resolve the next day, I'll be more efficient, effective, and responsive?
So what we're hoping the takeaways will be are to understand a facilitated approach for collaborative problem solving of interpersonal conflicts in the workplace. Learning practical approaches for facilitating conflicts and de-escalating emotional behaviors, so that initial kind of venting and narrative that you're talking about with the conflicting parties, we're hoping to really get the ideas around emotional behaviors in there, and then discussing the benefits and outcomes from using a facilitated collaborative problem-solving approach in the workplace specifically.
So then the importance of this for mediators, human resource persons, employers, and indeed all conflict managers and resolvers. Tell me a little bit about that.
So this approach is one that can be used in many contexts, the workplace being only one of them. It is important in the workplace, especially because we do not want employees to become dependent on mediators, HR, supervisors, or others to communicate with one another. We really believe that we should be helping to build the capacity in individual employees to approach conflict successfully on their own. The same is true in most other conflict situations. As many of my colleagues would say, you should try to work yourself out of a job, because the goal is that anyone in conflict is building the capacity to engage with it themselves in the future.
So it certainly sounds as if the skills and the content that you're going to be addressing is all transferable to other contexts and situations and places.
Definitely, yes.
So, Katrina, let's move then to your second session, which is a full-day session on Friday, October 9th, from 8:30 to 5 p.m., and focused on cross-cultural conflict, a pragmatic approach, and you're presenting together with Peter Chen from Taiwan. Katrina, you're in New York State and Peter in Taiwan. How did you two come to work together on cross-cultural conflict?
That's funny. Peter is actually a faculty member at the National Taipei University, and we at the Scheinman Institute on Conflict Resolution here at Cornell were lucky enough to have him as a Fulbright visiting fellow for the entire 2014-2015 academic year. So I got to work with him all year last year, and Peter's specialty is international negotiations and interpretations, and he takes that from an applied linguistics lens.
Well, that sounds interesting. So let's talk about the full-day session. What will you two be covering?
We'll actually be covering an immense amount of material. This particular workshop was, a lot of the material was taken from a credit-bearing course that Peter taught here at Cornell last semester. So the purpose of the workshop is to identify fundamental factors affecting the process and outcome of cross-cultural conflict management, and we'll be focusing primarily on the workplace, and we'll cover definitions and levels of cross-cultural conflict, cross-cultural communication and negotiation, and third-party approaches to cross-cultural conflict resolution.
So within that, then, what will be the focus of the approach?
So our main focus areas include characteristics of cross-cultural conflicts and communication processes within them, interpersonal and group cross-cultural conflicts in the workplace, different third-party approaches to cross-cultural conflict, and fourth-party approaches in terms of the interpreter and how he or she may affect any cross-cultural conflicts. We're really going to take an interactive approach, and we're hoping to get through as much material as possible, but we're really kind of adding in these neat approaches from a linguistics lens, as I mentioned earlier, which is Peter's specialty.
So I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked in respect to your first session. So when I come to the full-day session, what will I learn and take away from the session, so if I have a cross-culturally based dispute to manage and resolve the next day, and even in that fourth-party context, then how will I be more effective, efficient, and responsive?
So mainly this will provide a different lens for neutrals to look through in terms of when they're approaching a cross-cultural conflict. And the main things that I think folks will take away is the ability to facilitate or mediate cross-culturally through observation, listening, reframing, working with face work management, collaborative dialogue, and interaction adaptability. So being able to continually adapt your approaches based on what's happening in the moment. And we'll be using, as I mentioned, exercises to kind of go through each one of those things. And hopefully folks will take away kind of a different view or a different perspective on how they approach cross-cultural conflict, at least to look at it a bit more reflectively, what they bring into the cross-cultural conflict, whether it's as a party to the conflict or whether it's as a neutral.
This sounds very intriguing. So, again, the importance then for mediators, arbitrators, all conflict managers and resolvers, regardless of forum or place of practice.
So I've had a lot of conversations with Peter about kind of the differences and approaches, Western versus Eastern, and I think a majority of the neutrals that will be present at ACR that are from, say, North America may enter the room with a very Western approach to mediation and arbitration, regardless of the model that they use, whether that's transformative, facilitative, or evaluative. And so this workshop will provide a lens into the way we as neutrals communicate and how we can be more sensitive to our overwhelmingly Western approach. So in many ways, this program will provide a forum in which neutrals will have the opportunity themselves to reflect on, evaluate, and alter their approach when it comes to cross-cultural conflicts.
That sounds, again, very intriguing and very interesting and really a new way to think about our thinking, which is the theme for the conference. So, Katrina, thank you for bringing this interesting work and these interesting sessions to the conference.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate the time, Nancy.
Well, I'll see you in Reno. I look forward to your session with Susan based in Workplace Conflict Management and Resolution on Thursday, October 8th from 1:30 to 3 p.m., and then with Peter for the full day on Friday, October the 9th, with a focus on cross-cultural work and integration into practice, learning, research, and other contexts of knowledge transfers. And so I will, as I said, see you in Reno at ACR Conference 2015 at the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa in Reno, Nevada. For complete conference information and conference and hotel registration, go to reno.acrnet.org. Katrina, I'll see you in a few weeks.
Great. Thank you so much. See you soon.
Goodbye.